Video games have long been held up as a possible factor for why some people commit violence, and the emergence of virtual reality as part of our leisure activity has amped up that kind of argument. Some have even broached the idea of whether a murder committed in a virtual reality game should be declared illegal. To dig deeper, I'm joined by Chris Ferguson. He's a psychology professor at Stetson University who studies media violence. Chris, what do you think of the possibility of declaring virtual killings illegal?
There's really kind of two issues there. Is one is kind of the effects issue, and one's the legal issue. The second part, the issue of should this kind of activity be illegal, can kind of be dealt with pretty quickly. And basically, that kind of suggestion is clearly unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court ruled in 2011 that you can't restrict or regulate in any way violent content in media just because you don't like it, or that it's offensive or objectionable. So there has to be some kind of, you know, demonstration of, you know, very clear public harm that's being done. And in 2011, looking at sort of the research on, you know, just regular video games, the Supreme Court said that the evidence just wasn't there. So that kind of brings us to the question of, well, what about sort of virtual reality? And of course, right now there really are no studies or very, very few studies of virtual reality in the context of aggressive behavior or violent behavior. There are some looking at virtual reality in more positive ways, using virtual reality games for, you know, for treatment for anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder or things like that. But we really haven't seen much in terms of actual data looking at the impact of virtual reality on aggression or violent behavior. So there always is that kind of argument that, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe books didn't have an impact, but maybe television will because it's visual. Okay, well, maybe television didn't have an impact, but maybe video games will because they're more immersive. Okay, well, maybe video games didn't have an impact, but maybe VR will because it's even more immersive.
Why do we keep bringing up the concept if, in fact, there doesn't seem to be any hard evidence yet that this sort of thing can lead to it? Because, you know, whether there's someone who kills someone, or if it's a serial killer, or whatever it may be, an act of violence, and we sort of look into the person's past, were they influenced by music, were they influenced by video games, whatever it may be, what would you look for to see whether something really was influencing people or not? And could it be something where there are maybe a few individuals who would, maybe it's a very, very tiny percentage. If there is a tiny percentage, how do we get to that percentage?
Yeah, I mean, so we can look back historically, we can see people kind of raise the same, you know, people talked about the Beatles back in their 1970s with Helter Skelter and all of that. And then, of course, Ozzy Osbourne and AC/DC, and the idea that, you know, these kind of bands were creating suicide and violence and occultism in kids in the 1980s. So you can kind of see this, again, as a repetitive pattern. Whenever you have kind of a social phenomenon that people are worried about, whether it's real or imagined, people kind of look around for, you know, the answer, if you will. You know, what is the thing that the kids today are doing that's apparently making them more, you know, delinquent than they have been in the past, whether that's even true or not. That's kind of what people's perceptions are. And it can be very hard to, you know, find, you know, clear evidence, you know, one way or another. And so what you see that is a bit of a problem is people kind of snap to a judgment, and people kind of say, well, these virtual, you know, reality games are coming out now, and probably I, as an older adult, don't play them, and I don't like them, and they're quite violent, and they make me nervous, and my grandkids or my kids are playing them, and I don't like that. So we need, and you'll see this over and over in you know, statements by politicians or in the newspaper, we need research to show how bad this is so we can regulate it. And that's really, like, not what research does, you know, or that's not really a good way of calling for research, because you're kind of advertising what you want the research to say.
And should expectations be that most of us who may play a virtual reality game that has a lot of violence in it, our expectations should be that those of us who are pretty steady should be able to feel the difference, to know the difference, that one is not, that even if one is, let's say, some might construe it as a violent leisure activity, it is simply a leisure activity, mm-hmm. and no actual creatures or people are harmed in the playing of it.
The evidence for, you know, various forms of other immersive entertainment, everything from Dungeons and Dragons to regular video games, has, you know, not supported this idea that the entertainment medium being more immersive necessarily gives it more impact in terms of negative behaviors like aggressiveness or mental health issues or things like that. There seems to be something, you know, fairly, you know, hardwired into our brains that is set there to try to help us distinguish between things that are real and things that are fictional. So as long as we're going into an environment that we understand is a fictional environment, our brains seem to treat that information, you know, differently. There's even been some fMRI studies that kind of shown this, that, you know, there's a part of our brain called the amygdala that kind of assigns emotional meaning to events. And it just works different, you know, when you're watching something on television or watching something in a video game than when you're watching it in real life. So we, you know, our brains seem to be wired to understand that things that are fictional should be treated differently than things that are actually happening to us in real life.
Chris Ferguson is a psychology professor at Stetson University. He specializes in media violence.